This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to www.ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Antonio Sir Ivor. He's the winemaker at Roses. They're a port company in Portugal. How are you, mate?
So, I'm a Portuguese from the Douro region. So I was born in that fantastic region who is producing port wine. Mm-hmm. So it's the first demarcated region all over the world. So we are talking about 1756 that the region has been demarcated.
Yeah.
And it's a region that we are making port from so long time, mm-hmm. and very linked to the British market, because it has always been one of the most important markets for port wine. But I think you are a very matured market, so it's very important for us now, because we are ready to be in that very matured market.
You guys have been making port. I'm a big fan of your 10-year-old tawny. I quaff a fair bit of that in summer and winter. But what I want to get to today is talk a wee bit about the Douro itself, and a wee bit about the terroir in the Douro. Quite a few years ago, when I was doing my diploma and my mm-hmm. WSET stuff, we had to learn all about the different grades of soils and vineyards yeah. in the Douro. But to be honest, haven't quite remembered it all as much as I should have.
I can imagine that.
Can you recap on the different types yeah. of vineyards?
Yeah.
And what sort of determines the different grades of vineyards?
Yeah. You know, Douro, difficult to describe, because it's a very large region. We are talking about 250,000 hectares, and we are planted about 40,000 hectares of vineyards. Mm-hmm. So, and the vines are planting all over the Douro River. Mm-hmm. So the soil is schist. We are living with very high temperatures in summer, which can be 40, 45 degrees. So this is making the typicity of port, what yep. you're calling the terroir.
Yeah, okay, very hot climate. Is it cold in winter, continental, or is it still...
No, it's a microclimate. In the Douro, we have a Mediterranean microclimate, because it's protected by mountains. Mm-hmm. We are protecting from the air of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
So that's why you have lots of concentration of heat. So yeah. sun is very present. Not so much wind. So that's why we have all that maturity. Okay, so what is the terroir of the Douro? So I told you it's a very dry region, very hot. Mm-hmm. And the productivity in our vineyards, it's very low. We are talking about per hectare in the Douro, we are talking about medium 6 tons per hectare.
What's that in hectolitres? That's what, 6?
Well, I'm used to talk about liters. So 45 hectares, about 45 hectares.
45 hectolitres per
yeah,
hectare.
So per hectare.
Top Bordeaux, 35. Big regions, 150,000.
Yeah, yeah.
150 hectolitres per hectare. So
yeah, so it's
down
the
bottom,
it's the climb.
Yeah.
And in our region, we have our vineyards are classified by letters.
Yeah.
Okay. The first top quality is letter A. And the last one, in terms of qualification, is letter F.
That sounds like some grades I used to have.
And we have 12 criteriums, 12 criteriums to that we are giving points.
Yeah.
And to achieve at A letter or B or C or D. So one of the most important things is altitude.
Okay.
Because we want that very concentration of sugar, so we want very hot.
Yeah.
So if the vineyards are very low, so near the river, mm-hmm. there are much concentration of sun and alcohol and sugar. Because even we can think it's okay, but if it's really near the river, there will be lots of humidity.
Humidity?
Humidity of
oh,
the...
humidity, yeah.
But no, because we are in schist. Because schist is like blades, you know, yeah. and so it's protecting the humidity from the river to go in the land.
Oh, okay, because it doesn't flow through it.
Yeah, because in the Douro you can't find water up in the hills, not near the river.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that cheese is like walls all over the river.
It capillaries up the hill, but it can't go through it.
Yeah, yeah. That's explained because people say, okay, but stupid, because near the river, all the humidity of the river will be there. But no. Okay? So, altitude, we have sun exposition, of course.
So, the reason, just getting to altitude, it's normally cooler the higher you go.
Yeah.
So, does it mean that you've got longer ripening time to get the sugar levels up? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, because if you are in the top of the mountain, because anyway, for port, it will be about 450 meters, mm-hmm. okay? After that, you can no more make port, so you'll be in letter F or letter G, so it's no more for port. Because you have more production, because there is humidity.
Okay.
And you have not that sand concentration. So your grapes are with much more water because the sand, the heat is concentrating the sugars.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
It's a bit like why they don't irrigate, not allowed to irrigate in Europe, because more you irrigate, you get more of less flavoursome grapes.
Yeah, but in the Douro, we are irrigating when we are planting, because that region is so dry.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are planting not a draft plant. We are planting the original plant, what you call the American, and we are only making the draft next year because it's so dry and so hot. And so, of course, one of the important things to have the classification is the grape variety.
Mm.
Grape variety is very important.
Ah, okay. What do you need for an A grade?
Well, we have what we call the top grape varieties. In red, we have Touriga Nacional.
Yeah.
We have Touriga Franca, we have Tinta Roriz, we have Tinta Barroca, we have Tinto Cão, we have Sozão. So these are the main, the most important and the best grape varieties.
Yeah.
So if you can put other varieties, that will give him more production. But when the Port Wine Institute is going to control your vineyards to give you, okay, the classification for port, mm-hmm. because since the moment that you are planting, at the moment that you are producing port, you need 5 years.
Yeah.
So before beginning to production, the Port Wine Institute will go and verify. Okay, if you have planted at the right land, if you had put where the sun exposition, the altitude, what grape variety, and all this, they are giving X points.
Yeah.
And with those points will be letter A, B, C, D. Okay?
So it's altitude, grape variety,
Exposition.
Yeah, the sun position.
The soil. Because when the soil is only schist, only rock, is the best.
Yeah.
Because during the day, the schist is keeping, it's absorbing the heat.
Yeah.
And during night,
Releases it.
So the temperature on the grape will almost be the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because will not the plant not suffer from those variety of difference of temperature.
Some people say that a high change in temperature, you know, high during the day, low at night,
mm-hmm.
can actually enhance flavors in the grape variety. Do you agree with that, or is more the sugar level the most important thing?
No, for us it's the sugar level.
Okay.
Because I'm not only talking about the sugar level, of course, but all the things, all the experiences that have been made in the Douro, it's, you know, even the ancient people, I remember my grandfather was telling me, for to produce very, very good grapes, the grape to be good, she needs to drink the sun
mm-hmm.
and to eat the dust. So very hot and so dry that there is always dust in the air. So this is the top quality, okay?
What about if you get a really, really hot, dry summer? Do you find that the vines die off at all? Or?
Well, what I was telling you, when we are planting the new plants, we are irrigating, of course.
Yeah.
And but never in the plant, always a little bit
to the side,
because we want that all the force of the plant goes in the soil, and in schist the roots are going very, very deep.
Yeah.
So in the Douro, plants are used to that. So we need, I don't know, because we had already 3 or 4 years with a really very dry and very, very hot. All Portugal was burning. And there was no dead plants
okay.
in the valley.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with the Australians at the moment and their flights.
Yeah.
But they're probably, that's what happens when you grow things on the desert.
No. And we have, of course, we have the Douro River. We are not using for irrigation, of course, but...
What's the name of the Portuguese regulatory body?
The EVDP, Port and Douro Wine Institute.
They set sort of quotas on how much you're allowed to produce, don't they?
Yeah.
How does that work? Is it based a bit on the grading? But it's a weird system, isn't it? It's like, we think the market's going to want this much, so we're going to control this, but you've got 10 years of stock. I've never really understood that.
No, because, there is a scientific method. Because now the Port Wine Institute has two branches. So they have the branch for, it's the Portuguese government, to certificate the quality of the wines.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is the interprofessional. Okay, so I am in the interprofessional. I have one of the guys in that council of the interprofessional.
Oh, okay.
For the commerce. And what we are deciding each year about July, and we are seeing how much stock there is in our companies, how much stock there is in the door, in the producers, what has been the sales of last year, and to avoid that we are producing too much more wine or less wine. So we're seeing, okay, what we hope it will be the very good year or regular year. So we are deciding how much we'll produce a port.
But how do you control that? Because obviously if you're not irrigating, you've got no control of yields from irrigation. You can't ramp it up. How do you decrease the production?
All the area, Port Wine Institute, exactly know how many vineyards are planted by letters.
Yeah.
And when we are deciding how much we are making of port, of course, they are distributing that in terms of quality. So letter A will have 100%, letter B 90%, and so on. Okay.
And they'd have to do something like a green harvest or something like that?
No, because in our region we are producing two wines. We are producing port and Douro. And we know that the global production of the Douro demarcated region, it's about the double of what we are producing, or more than the double that we are producing in terms of port.
So you just produce less port if you need to trim production back and produce more of the Douro still wines?
Of course.
I'm with you. Okay.
And the quantity, because as you know, Douro is port is a fortified wine. Okay, so the quantity that you are using with brandy to make port is controlled by the Port Wine Institute.
Yeah.
So we are given only a certain percentage of brandy to make port. So you cannot make port if your grape has not a potential about, I don't know, minimum of 13 degrees. Not possible.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, now that makes sense. But talking about those still wines, though, I seem to be hearing more and more and more about the still wines. What's going on there? Are you guys? It sounds like you're producing more still wines. Is that true, or what's going on?
No, we always have produced still wine because I was telling you the region is producing more than the double what we are selling in port. And I am from the region, so I was born in Pinhão, in the Douro Valley. But I remember my father and my grandfathers. They say, okay, we are producing port, the best grapes, the best selection for making port. At the end of the harvest, say, okay, this is only table wine for the people that are drinking when they are working the vineyards, and it's only wine to make alcohol again, make brand to put again in port, and no one really cares about that. That was the reality.
Yeah.
That all the people was putting all the know-how in port, and the other, it was just table wine for okay. So, but... Honestly, if you are producing a so fantastic wine as port, there is no reason that with the same grape variety, with the same climate, we could not produce a fantastic wine as the Douro is. And so that's why we are beginning to work on that. And in all the international tastings, all the people say, wow, this is a fantastic wine. So we are now promoting the Douro Valley, and the Douro Valley is producing port and Douro.
So if port ever... dried up, so to speak, or the demand decreased for port, you would just produce more and more red wine effectively, wouldn't you?
For example. No, but, it depends if there is a market for that, because as I told you, In the region, we are using to make port brandy, so we need wine to make that brandy. And more people are talking about Dore wine, so because if not, there is that doesn't make sense anyway. In the Dore, you cannot produce lots of quantity of grapes, because if you know the region, it's like a mountain. So it's the cost per hectare in our valley, it's very high. When you are talking about mechanization in the Douro, I'm saying, okay, in Rosa's company, all our vineyards are 100% mechanized. Mm-hmm. But 100% of what is possible, and it's very low what is possible.
Because it's too hilly.
Yeah, it's only rocks. When we are planting, people are still there, plant by plant, by hand.
Yeah, I've seen photos of people having to blow holes in the ground just to get the grape. Yeah.
And they are transporting on land. Okay, because there's only rocks, so I'm putting the plant and having a little bit of land, they are putting hand by hand and putting all that. So, and we are 100% mechanized, so...
You talked about planting, I presume you're not planting at the moment.
Yeah, well, we are planting.
Are you? What about the EU planting ban?
We are planting since we begin in Portugal, all each year we are planting. But the global area in the Douro, like in other regions in Europe, well, it's not decreasing. So the global area, it's exactly the same. So for me to plant 1 hectare, someone has to take 1 hectare out. Okay? Yep. So we are buying land where I know that should be letter A. And anyway, I cannot plant if the Port Wine Institute doesn't give me the authorization to plant.
Sure.
And they are only giving the authorization if it's to increase quality. Yes. Which means if someone is taking out the letter D or E, and to plant in the letter A or B, okay? So if not, they are not authorizing you. So anyway, the region in terms of quality is growing.
Yeah.
And it's growing in terms of quality, so more letter A and B. But we know that when we are planting in letter A and B, the quantity of in production, it will be lower.
Because you're producing less.
Of course. So... we are already growing in terms of quality and decreasing in terms of productivity anyway. So
Makes sense. I think we're going to have to wrap it up there, Antonio. Thank you very much for your time.
It was my pleasure.
Cheers very much.